left off discussing various forms of tashlumin, differences between tashlumin mammon as opposed to tashlumin kapara. And Tosus explains in Sachin Daf Chavtes and Ksubas Daf Laman of Abayis that one of the differences is mechila. Certainly one can be mochel a chiyuv mammon, one can be mochel even tashlumin knas. However, Tosus writes this is not true when it comes to tashlumin kapara. After all, you are not considered to be the bailim, and therefore it is not nitam la'achila. And therefore, the Ri explains that tashlumei truma is considered to be machmas ha-kapara, and therefore it is not nitam la'achila. And in fact, the Mishnah tells us explicitly in Trumos and Perek Vav, the imratza ha-koin limcho, any yachal limcho, that the koin certainly has no right to be mocha in any fashion. And Tosus continues in Ksuvas and the Flamed, that even in cases of suffek, one could in fact split regarding tashlumei kapara, that when it comes to the element of kapara, their suffek would be the chumra, but not when it comes to an element of mamon. And therefore, Tosus writes, when dealing with such instances, one could argue, for example, when it comes to truma, that hafrasha is in fact necessary because that is needed for kapara. Nesina l'kohen, right, is not. That's considered to be a fee of mamon. And kapara certainly is dependent, Tosus writes, on the maisa hafrasha. That is not nitan l'mechila, but the tashlumin, the nesina l'kohen, in fact, is. So if in fact this is a Mishnah of Bereshis that tells us that a Kohen cannot be Mochel, the Chiyuv of Tashlumei Truma, so isn't it obvious? What exactly is the Chiddush HaTosus that Kapara is not Nitan HaMechila? So I've mentioned that the Rash, in the beginning of Perek Vav of Trumas, understands that in a very different way. The Rash maintains that even though one would argue that this is considered to be Tashlumei Kapara, certainly it is Nitan HaMechila. The reason this does not work when it comes to Truma is very simply. The Pasuk says it is not the Nesinas Damim at all. There the Torah tells us V'nosan l'kohen es ha-kodesh, and the Gemara's Doresh, it must in fact be a Davar Haraviyot Kodesh. The Tzar will eat through the Shogeg. He cannot go ahead and simply satisfy his Chiyuv Ayidei Matan Damim through Matan Maos, but it's necessary to go ahead and convey a Davar Haraviyot Kodesh, as though the Chiyuv is to replenish the Kohen that the person ate Bishogim. The Rash writes, that's obviously why it is not Nitan HaMechila. But if one were to have a Chiyuv Tashlumin, which is the Torah's Kapara, for example, other instances of Chomesh, one could envision that that is Nitan HaMechila. So that is a surprising Chiddush. We understand what Tosus writes, even without the Makaros, but very reasonably. If the Torah insists that some form of Tashlumin is necessary, the Torah's Kapara, how is it possible? That normally is not considered to be a skuz bailim, but is nitan l'mechila. The Torah insists that kapara is necessary. So how is it that that would work in that fashion? So one possibility is the following, the issue that the Machna Frem raises in Perikin Aleph of Gophosphia, and as mentioned, this is what the Sipha discusses at length in Sanhedrin and Simon Hay. How is it that one understands mechila generally? Is mechila considered to be simply a sivuk or hafkas hazchus, similar to hefker? We'll have to spend time discussing differences between hefker, yeyush. Is mechila a form of hafka as well, that all you're dealing is relinquishing a right? Or do we assume that that is not true, that there's some element of hakna that is present even when it comes to mechila itself? And the Machne Ephraim suggests two possible nafkaminas. One is the following: is there a possibility of mechila lekatan? Can one be mochel in that fashion? Right? Is it only because of Das Acheres Matzeh, the Chiddush HaTosus and Sanhedrin Daf Samaches? Or do we assume that no? If all that is a siluk, a hafka, well, of course that in fact would be true. Mechila would work even when it comes to a katan as well. Or the Machne Ephraim suggests, can mechila operate bal karcho? Let's assume the malka wants to be mocha the lova, and the lova adamantly refuses. He doesn't want any favors, and therefore he is insisting that the malva is not mochel v'chol. Does the lova have any say whatsoever in whether the mechila would be chal? If it's considered to be simply siluk or hafkas haschus, so in such a case, therefore, it is not something that requires the agreement of the lova. If, however, it is a form of hakna, as though that the nitva is Makne too, for example, the Toveya, or vice versa, whatever the case would be, Kol Slush Yesh Lalav, so in such a case, so one could envision that that would work only if one is the Bardas, or one has Das in order to allow the Mechila to take place. Tosus writes explicitly in Kedushin Daf Yitesim and Aleph, Divrei Maskil Omer that Mechila certainly works when it comes to a katan, even if a katan is not considered to be a bar zechia. You don't require formal gidrei zechia when it comes to Mechila. It is simply midin siluk. And the Ritva points out in Kedushin Daf Tezayin that it doesn't seem that that in fact is the case, that Mechila is kimatana, it's considered to be a form of akna. And therefore the Ritva writes a Chiddush that Mechila would not work when it comes to an Eved Knani, for example, because since Yad Eved is Kiyan Rabo, and therefore there's no independent Yad that an Eved would help, so therefore Mechila would not work even when it comes to one's Eved Knani, because he does not have an independent Yad to be Malch in those instances. The Kibbutz Yaakov writes the following Chiddush, that you find that Mechila works in cases aside from straight Matan Maos. If you look in Choshe Mishpat and Simen Yod Beis, in Siv Yod Zayin, the Mechaber discusses Mechila when it comes to Shvua. That if, for example, I'm obligated to make a particular Shvua, so in such a case, right, Mechila would be possible as well. One could envision if Mechila is simply a form of Siluk, so maybe it means that I, the Tovea or the Nitzvah, have a Siluk to demand the Shvua, and I, in fact, am Ochel. If, however, it's a form of Hakna, so how do you understand that this should work when it comes to cases of a Shvua? Or, for example, the Sipe decides the Ran in Tzuvus, this is found on Daf Ayin Dalit. What happens, for example, if there is a Chalos or a Kedushin which is Al Tanai? Would we allow Mechila to work and therefore consider it to be a Kium Hatnai? Normally speaking, the Ran writes, certainly not. We would not argue that Mechila could work. If a person, for example, performed Maisa Kedushin Almanas, we would not allow Mechila to take place unless it's a Tnai Shiva Mamon. A Tnai Shiva Mamon, the Kedushin will take place provided that I give this or give that. That is Nitan the Mechila. Why is that true? So the Chiddush that the Stipler suggests is the possibility that Mechila, when it comes to areas of a Matan Maos or Tashlumin, is considered to be Ki'ilu his kabalti. Ki'ilu his kabalti can work when it comes to mamon, perhaps it can even work when it comes to shvua. The Torah says that I have a zkus in order to insist that you make a shvua. Perhaps one could argue in those cases is considered to be ki'ilu his kabalti. How is that relevant for us? Poshut pshat as follows. When it comes to tashlume kapara, it will be difficult to understand mechila simply in terms of a siluk. After all, what do you mean that I am foregoing, relinquishing a certain right? Right, the chiyuv of tashlum is not by virtue of the right, the schus that I have, but rather the insistence of the Torah as kapara for the particular ma'isa ve'era. Bashav shat in that rash, if you assume that mechila is considered to be kibul hiskabalti, well, certainly when it comes to tashlum chomesh, you could pay, and the recipient of the chomesh could decide at any point in time to return. Bashav shat, the rash is assuming that mechila is a form of kilo hiskabalti, and in such a case, then one could envision, even when it comes to tashlum kapara, that would be relevant as well. So it's a machlokes between the rash and tosus, whether this is an afkamin that splits tashlum mamo, as opposed to cases of tashlum kapara. Okay. Getting back to our issue of shinui kamen, we started to discuss the sugya of samachim with veins, the case of Gonav Tlev Nasa Ayel, Egel Nasa Shor. In that case, that is considered to be a shinui, even though the shinui is not Machmas Abayim, that is a shinui which is Ba Me'atzmo, Ba Me'ela, and in such a case, it's Tavach U'machar, Shlohu Toveach, Shlohu Mocher. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Eloi. We discussed again the Chiddush of Rashi, that Rashi does not seem to indicate that this is true categorically. Rashi stresses Laham Ilsa, that regarding this halach of Dalet Behei, we will view this as Shini Kona, however, not necessarily when it comes to other cases. In Enoch Inami, Rashi writes explicitly when it comes to the Chiyuv Karen that you are obligated to pay, then you would Nishalim Ki Hashdi, you pay based on the Shas Tvichas. Rabbi Noperetz writes, how can that be? If you were already Kona, so therefore, why should you pay kihashta? The only reason you pay kihashta is because up until this point, it is still considered to be birshus habaylim harishonim. So therefore, we will view this now as hashemshat, as a new ma'isa gneva. However, if you will argue that you're already kona b'shinui, why is it that one should be mishalim kihashta? So you pointed out that these rashis are clearly linked. Rashi, who assumed this is not considered to be a kinyan gamur. It is only as far as baham ilsub dalad behei, but nonetheless the chayfetz is not yotzim rishus banim harishonim. In such a case, you understand that Rashi would comment that one could, in fact, be mishalim ki hashta, and therefore it's meduyak in Rashi. But Rashi writes baham ilsub, and therefore Rashi writes the possibility of mishalim ki hashta. And we saw the Rashi that the Rav Mebeis writes the same thing. In our case of a Shini Haba Me'elav, Rashi says, Ukna Olekav, Yukona, regarding this element, that it's Tavach Omochar, will assume the Shalohu Toveach Meshalohu Mocher. Why exactly is that true? So the Rashi in Asamachvav distinguishes between a Shini which is Bav Me'elav, as opposed to a Shini which is Bav Biyadayim. And the self question is Shinun Dalet, how that can be? Don't you have Mishnayos to tell us that Shinui does not require a Shinui of Yadayim? For example, God's of Behema the Yiskina? So Pashur Shad, based on the Reb Chaim, based on the Biskara, the Eben Ozel, no, these are two very different halachos. One could argue that the strict halach of Shinui Kona, according to Rashi, is only in such a Shinui which is Bav Biyadayim, as Rashi writes in the Samach Vav. The fact that one can no longer say Horeisho Kalafanecha, Gozla Behema Vizkina, Avada Vizkina, that is not necessarily indicated that Shini Kona, but rather, very simply, that you can no longer assume Horeisho Kalafanecha because of the two halachos that we saw in Ke'en Shagana. One is the universal halach of Shini Kona, the second unique to Gneva and Gzela, that the Chova Sahashova, Chiyuvit the Gavra, that is only if the Chepitz is considered to be Ke'ein Shaganav or Ke'ein Shagazel. And Poshim Shat, this is also true within the Chiddush of Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina, the Sukkot of Samechema days that we saw, questions Rabbi Loi. How can you assume in a case of Ganav Klev Nasa Ayil, the Shloho Tavet, the Shloho Mocher? What exactly is the problem? Rabbi Neferet writes, because the Shini is Me'elav, the Shini is not Yadayim, but again, the same Kasha. And what about the Mishnah of Tzarivav that tells us Gozav Behem of Yiskina? Poshim Shat, one has to assume Alibid Rabbi Chanina. One cannot compare, right, these two halachos. One is Shini Kona, that certainly is true. The other are details within the mitzvah hashava of Horeisho Chalafanecha. Just because the Mishnah says that there you cannot satisfy your Chovas hashava does not necessarily mean the Shini Kona. So of course, it's not that Rabbi Chanina in questioning the Chiddush of Rabbi Loi is going against the Mishnah, but rather he's arguing that you cannot infer from this Mishnah that this is considered to be a case of Shinui Kona. So this is relevant even for the Hemshech of the Gemara as well. The Gemara comments that Eisrei Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Eloi, you maintain that in the case of Gonav Tlev and Asa Ayel, Egov and Asa Shor, that you will go ahead and pay Karen, but you're exempt from Dalet Vehei? That certainly is not true. Right, Rabbi Chanina says that no. That don't we have a brisa that tells us in those instances that Mishalim Tashlumei Kefel and Tashlumei Dalet Vehei Ke'en Shagana? So isn't this difficult according to Rabbi Eloi? Rabbi Eloi says that one is Patrimi Dalet Vehei. Here it's a Tosefta that tells us explicitly that one in fact is considered to be Chayim. So how can Rabbi Eloi maintain Shlo Toveach B'Shloho Mocher? It's against the brisa Mefereshes. Rav Sheshes answers that no, that brisa reflects the Shita of Beishamai, who maintains that Shinui is Bimakoma Omedes. Shinui is Makone, and if that is the case, so then you will pay Dalet Vehei Ke'ein Shagona. And where do you see that this is true? Beishamai Shita that Shinui Bimakoma Omedes. So, the Gemara quotes the Braisa when it comes to the case of Esnan Zona, that Nasan Lav Esnan Achitim Vasan Soler. If the Esnan Zona was Chitim, and then it was converted into soles, zeisim to shemen, anavim to yayin, Beishamai says that osrim, it still has the status of esnam zona, and is forbidden al gabe hamizbeach. They argue based on the pasuk where it tells us that ki tovas Hashem lokecha gam shneihem, Beishamai is of opinion is gam, l'rabo shinuyehem, that even though there was a clear shinui, that meikara chitin v'hashta soles, nonetheless, Shinui is Bimakoma Omedes. And therefore, you have a brisa that tells us Gana Tlev Nasail Ego Nasashor, that you're Chayiv Dalet Vehei. This reflects the Shita of Beishamai. So apparently a great Chiddush from the Gemara, that the Gemara is willing to equate the halacha of Shini Kana when it comes to what is mutter or asa agabi hamizbeah, esnan zona, to the case of gzeila, what is true of one is true of the other. Right, this we pointed out with Rav Chaim and the Brisker Rav, that there is one level of Shini Kana that he used in a verse on halacha. It's considered to be an independent chafet, so therefore that should not only be true for halacha A and not halacha B, but this should be true universally. So the Gemara equates very well esnan zona to the dine gneva and dine gzeila. However, the Tosos Rid in our sugya points out the following problem: is that equation correct? Do we have a right to assume what is true of gneva and gzeila is true of esnan zona? Rabbi Lai tells us the ganav tzev nasayel ego nasashor, you're potter from Dalai Bay. Is Shini Kana? Rabbi Chanina says, what do you mean? It's against the Braisa. The answer? Yeah, that reflects Beis Shammai. But according to Beis Hillel, that is not true, apparently, no? The Gun of Tlev and Asai was considered to be a Shinui, and therefore, you will be potter from Dalai Bay, Shlo Tevev, Shlo Mocher. So Tosos Rid writes, can you imagine that that really is the truth? Let's assume in the case of Esnan Zona. Now, ilu nasla tlev ve'egel besnana. Let's assume that there is a nasinas ha-tlev or an egel, and then nasa ayol v'shor, and the animal grows up a little bit. Would it be kashal mizbeach? Great kiddush, kashal mizbeach. The Tosfos Rid writes, absolutely not. It is certainly not kashal mizbeach. Apparently, you have to assume that you cannot equate the halacha of esnan zona in what is mutaras al-hakrabah to the case of gneva or gzeila. You mean to say that Rabbi Loi would argue that it no longer has the status of esnan zona if the animal just grows a bit? The case of tlev nasayu. This is the distinction that the Ritva makes as well in Avodah Zarah and Daf Mem Vav Maralik Dirmasul Shekein. The Ritva is not discussing esnan zona, but a similar case of neva. Neva. You have an animal that is osa l'gabi hamizbeach, just like esnan is osa l'mizbeach. So the Ritva writes explicitly that yidol behem alachashiv shini binyan zeh. The animal grows a little bit. Now you're going to tell me that panim chadoshos olakan, and it's no longer an animal that was used for purposes of Isser, purposes of Avodah Zarah. In such a case now, it is Kashal Gamiz Be'ach. It's right, of course that's not true. And the Ritva continues and writes that Ve'afo Gav L'chashiv Shini Binyan Gezel. And even though when it comes to Gezel, this is true, that Gonav Tlev Nasayel Ego Nasashor, the Ritva writes the Shani Hasam Di'iyater Kramahachi. There's a pasuk that tells us that's true. And the pasuk is Asher Gazal, which requires Ke'en Shagazal. But that's not true when it comes to the cases of Esnan Zona, or when it comes to the cases of Neva. Why exactly is that true? Why should one distinguish between the cases of Esnan Zona, our case in the Gemara, or the case of Neva, the case of the Ritva? The Tosfos Rid explains the following: that in that instance, which is a shini habame meila, shini habame elav. So certainly then, one cannot equate esnan zona, what is mutter lahakrava, to the cases of our Gemara, the cases of gzeila, cases of gneva, and gneva whether one is chayv dalat behei. No, if that's true, so how does the Gemara even attempt to make such an equation at all? The Tosfos Rid writes the following, right, supporting an earlier distinction. It depends on what type of shinu you are dealing with. If you're dealing with a shinu which is ba biyadayim, what the Tosfos Rid labels as a shinu chashu, in such a case, then you have a right to equate the dina yesnan zona to that of zela. However, below dami shini haba me'elav, the shini haba b'yadayim. The Tosfos Rid writes, you cannot equate Shini ba biyadayim as opposed to shini haba me'elav. And therefore there certainly is no halacha when it comes to the parsha of Esnan Zona that it tlena sa'ayel egonas ashor, that certainly it is kasha lahakrava. This distinction, of course, as we discussed, very reasonable. If you're dealing with the ikar din of shinui konen, and what we suggested according to Rashi, or as the Tosfos did write, that is considered to be panim chadoshos v'alakan. That's considered to be a chepetz acher, but that is only a shini which is babi adayim. Then you have a right to equate the dinei gneva or gzeva to the Esnan Zona. However, if the second tier, right, is simply prate dinim in the mitzvah sahashava, is it ke'en shaganav, is it not? So therefore one could envision that a shini ba me'elav is not considered to be ke'en shaganav when it comes to the chiv of dalan v'hei, but it is not considered to be shini kama when it comes to kolatorah kula, for example, as dimei esnan. And enachinami, exactly as the ritzvah writes, that shani hasam, the case of gneiv and gzeil is different because iyaser kralachi of a pasuk, the pasuk of ke'en shagazal, the second tier of ke'en shagazal above and beyond the cases where we label it as chefetz aker. This is also what the Rosh Sameach emphasizes. The Rosh Sameach is found in Hilchos Yisuri HaMizbeach, Perek Gimel Halacha Yudbeis. Then when it comes to Shinui Gamur, when the Rosh Sameach writes, it's considered to be Guf Acher, a different Chefza. Then in such a case, one can argue that this is a Halacha B'Cholot HaRakula. And what is true of one case is true of another. That does not necessarily mean that legave all halachos of ke'en shagozal, one would assume that the same would apply to esna or to the case of neva, and therefore the iser hakrava still remains. The Minchas Chinuch makes this ha'ara, and Minchas Chinuch leaves this as a tzarach ion, assuming quite the opposite. Minchas Chinuch is found in mitzvah tav kuf ayin aleph. The mitzvah shalo lahakriv esnan zona. The esnan zona is also lahakrava. The Minchas Chinuch quotes our Gemara that shinuyehem utarim. We assume the halacha like the view of Beis Hillel. And the Minchas Chinuch raises exactly this kasha leaves it in Tzarech Iyun. Minchas Chinuch writes, Rabbi Eloi says that ganav tlev nasa'ayu, even if it's a shinui which is me'elav, a shinui which is me'elav, that also is considered to be a shinui. You're potter from Dalet Vehei. And the Minchas Chinuch writes, and the Rambam quotes this. The Rambam lahalach assumes of asneva, kergala falafid gimel, like Rabbi Lai, gonav tlev nasa ayel, shalom tovet b'shalom ocher, you're potter from Dalet Vehei. So the Minchas Chinuch leaves as a tzarech iyun, that why is it in Hilchos Yisuri HaMizbeach, when the Rambam quotes the halacha of shinui when it comes to esnan zona, the Rambam writes nasan lachitin vasasoles. The Rambam writes ksherim in all those cases in discussion shekvar nishtana, because the chepetz has changed. And Chas Chinuch raises the following difficulty: why does the Rambam give you such an example of chitin vasasoles? The Rambam should tell you the even greater chiddush, that we who assume like Rabbi Eloi, Tlev Nasayu is a shinui, the same thing should apply when it comes to Esnan Zona. That's the Sarachian of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch assumes a very great Kiddush, right? That what is true of all Dine, Gneva, and Gzela should be true of Esnan, and as we pointed out, it's explicitly against the Tosfos Rid, against what the Ritva writes in Rav Elazar regarding Neva. And Rambam is very, very meduyak. When it comes to cases of shinui biyadayim, that certainly is true. And that's why, bedafka, when the Gemara looks for a case of shinui esnan zona, it has to be such an instance of chitin and solos. And therefore, the Rambam, enachinami, Hilchos Gneivu, will tell you the case of ganav tlev nasa'ayu. Mashen ken, when it comes to Hilchos Yisuri HaMizbeach, the Rambam will not do that at all. This issue is also addressed by the Chazon Yecheskel, Rav Chemsko Abramsky, right in the Tosefta. It's found in Perek Dalid in Tosefta Bay. Here the Tosefta writes the following. If you have a behemah mu'uberes v'yolda, hare elu asurim. That is asur. It is asur because of esnan zonah. If it was the behemah mu'uberes, and subsequently v'yolda. How is that possible? We're talking about a case of shenasana ha'uber be'esnana. We're talking about a case where, what was the esnan zonah? It was the uber itself. But in a case of nasana behemah mu'uberes be'esnana, if, however, what was given to her was the behemah mu'uberes, and then yolda ha'ubar, in such an instance, then it is mutter. That is what our Gemara says, even according to Beis Shammai. That's part of the drasha of heim v'lo vado seim. Not even Beis Shammai agrees. Heim v'lo vado seim. And Tosus explains in Afsamach Vav, because in that particular case, that ikar daito apara v'lo avlad. Because if what was given was the behemah mu'uberes, so therefore we consider the behemah to be the esnan zonah, not the vlad, and that's the pasuk of heim v'lo vlado seyim. It's not simply exeris lekasu, but it also explains that ikar dato apara v'lo avlad. If, however, if nasna ha'uber besnena, and then subsequently it is born, that certainly is considered to be a case of esnan zonah, even according to the view of Beis Hillel. Because after all, this is a case which is mentioned in Bechoras and Daf Nun Vav, and this is not only according to Beis Shammai, this is true according to Beis Hillel as well. The difficulty, the Chazon Yecheskel points out, is the following. That when it comes to Gzela, that is not true. If you have a case of Gozo Parum Uberes, V'yolda Etzlo, we consider the Leida to be a Shinui L'gabi Havlad. And it is no longer considered to be Ke'en Shagozo. So on the one hand, when it comes to Esnan Zona, we assume that that is not the case. That's Heim V'lo Vado Sehen. Mashenkin, when it comes to the case of Gzela. When it comes to Gzela, we assume it is considered to be a Shinoi. If God's self param libera is Yotetla, so in such an instance as a Shinoi as far as the vlog. Here we assume that's not true. It's only in a case where he will give her the param uberis that we assume the vlog is not included. But if he will give her the vlog, then it is considered to be us, so we don't consider later to be a Shinoi at all. What apparently do you see from that? That there is a different measure of shinui legabe gzela as opposed to shinui legabe esna. And the Chazon Yecheskel writes, the raya is clear. Our Gemara, gana pleb and asayu. That is a shinui when it comes to gneva and gzela, but it is not a shinui when it comes to the case of esna. So one nafkamina is the case of Gonat Levna Sahayil, and the other is the case where the Nesina was the Vlad. Is Leda considered to be a Shinoi or not? The difference between Esnan Zona as opposed to Gneva and Zin. Why exactly is that true? So one possibility is Santosus Rid, simply that one is Babi Yadai, one is Bame Elav, and perhaps when it comes to the case of Esnan, you require a shinui b'yadayim, not simply a shinui habame'eva. The Chazon Yecheskel suggests another possibility, interesting Kiddush. When it comes to the psul of esnan, perhaps shinui would not operate at all. Ein shinui mo'il. Once it is posul ha'krava, in such an instance, that psul would remain. Well, how can you say that that's true? In the case of chitin and asa solis, anavim and yayin, zaysim and shemen, we assume that even when it comes to esnan zonah, that's legitimate. Shinui is meaningful. How can you say that ain shinui moa when it comes to esnan? Sahir suggests the following Kiddush. There's a marked difference between those cases as opposed to others. In that instance of Chitin v'nasa soles, the following Kiddush, that Nosna besnena dover shemitzar atzma eino royu lihios karev. In that particular case, what did he give her? He gave her zesim, anavim, chitim. That is something that is not real hakrav at all. Only al yidei zeh shenishtana achar kach. Only as the result of the shinui does it become a davar harayos karei, davar harayos kodesh. That is the chiddush of this pasuk of heim v'lo shinuyim. That if the demei esnan will be something that it is not royal hakrava, there is no psul. Psul hakrava regarding that which is not royally on Kodesh. If what makes it possible that it's offered as a karban is that it will change its state and now it is royally on Kodesh, in such an instance that is not possible, but Taras esnan. So therefore, if Raisa tells us Bedavka, Chitin, Soles, Zeisim Shemen, and Avim Yain. Because in all the prior cases when there was the Nesina, the Edmei Esnan, it was Lo Rayu Lihios Karev at all. Mashem came, in a case of Nasan La Tleh Nasa Ayil, the Tleh is something that is Rayu La Hakravo Gavim Mizbeach, that Tleh has a psul now of Esnan Zona. And the psul is not paka, ayyadei shinoi. It's only when there was no psul, there was no chalos, that one could argue that shini would in fact help. That's the chiddush that the Chazon Yecheskel suggests. It's a very different halacha, shinui, when it comes to esnan. It is only the type of shinui, whereas in its earlier state it wasn't rayli yos kodesh. That is not considered to be that which is asr. Mashen came, once the iser is chal, it is not paka al yedei shinui at all. If that is true, then the following issue. If these halachos are so inherently different, so then, how do you understand our Gemara? Our Gemara raises the issue of shinui when it comes to gnev and zela. And the Gemara says that Beishamai, what then is the link of our Gemara equating Gnev and Gzeva to the case of Esnan Zona? No, the Gemara just means to say the following, that according to Beishamai, if Nasna Besnan Achitin Vasasolis, and Beishamai tells us that is possible. So you obviously see from there that Shinui is not Koneh. If shinui would in fact be kone, and therefore you would argue that this chefet now, soles, is entirely different from the earlier chefet of chitin, and therefore cannot be labeled as demei esnan because the chitin is not something that was rightly os kodesh. That's meaningful. But if you will argue that there's a psul of esnan zona even in the solus itself, because apparently we view the current state of solus as an extension of its earlier state of chitin, we don't argue that this is considered to be an absolute chefetz acher to the extent that there can't be a psul of esnan. So that certainly is an indicator that shinu in a kone. The Gemara doesn't mean to equate the halachos. The Gemara means to assume if you're willing to label this as esnan zona, when the Nesina Sachefetz was Chitin, and Chitin is not a Dabra Royos Kodesh, how can that be? The answer is, it's true, but the Chitin was taken, and it was made into Soles, and therefore now it is Dabra Royos Kodesh, and you're ignoring that obvious change in state. Well, you see that Shinui is not Koneh, and therefore the same should be true when it comes to cases of Gneva and Gzela as well. That's the Chiddush that the Chazon Yecheskel suggests to split these cases. So one possibility, as mentioned, the Tosfos Rit maintains that when it comes to that which is Asr Agama HaMizbeach, Shinui works, but it has to be Shinui B'Yadayim, not a Shinui M'Meilu. That's the Tosfos Rit. this further biur that maybe the difference between tleh as opposed to chitin is not me'ela biyadayim, but whether it was a davar liyos kodesh. And that is what is driving lach of esnan zona. It's not nitfas esnan zona if he gave her that which is eina ome v'hakrav. If you look in the Urayim, Urayim is found in Simon Reish Tzadi Gimel. The Urayim suggests the following kiddush, and that is, even if it's an absolute shinui biyadayim, shinui does not function at all when it comes to esnan zona. Once it is possible in mizbeach b'toras esnan, that psul will never be paka. That's the chiddush Urayim. Even if it's an absolute shinui biyadayim, how can that be? It's against our Gemara tells us. Nasan la besnan achitin basan soles. So according to Beisil, that's the case where shini is kana and it's mutter. Either shini be kana because it was a shini biyadayim, or you'll tell me shini kana because originally it was not nitfas as esnan zona because it wasn't roi la akravo. But how can you argue, as the Reim does, that irrespective of any form of shini? The Urayim writes the following great chiddush, that's not exactly the case of our Gemara. Nas nachitin besnana, that's true. And asa solas, when did all of that happen? When did that happen? The Urayim writes the following chiddush, he thinks this is pshat in our Gemara. That nas nachitin besnana, that's true. He gave it to her initially. However, even though it was given to her earlier, but it was Dimei's nose, and therefore it was only Chal at that particular time. It only would become Esnan Zona when the Maisa's Nus would take place. After all, that was the purpose of the Nesinas, Dimei Esnan. So the chafetz was handed over to the woman initially, but it was only given to her that it should be hers acharka, kisha avolaych. That's what the Rambam writes is a normal case. And when the Gemara says va'asan soles, when asan soles? Afterwards, a year later, she grounded. No, asan achitin v'asan soles means kol dem ma'isa habiyah. Immediately. That's the case of the Gemara. It never became esnan zona. It would only be esnan zona kisha avo alayich, and now a shinui occurred prior to that time. That's the chiddush according to Beisavon. She is called a shinui. Let's assume all of a sudden, example, nothing else occurs, and she's obligated to go ahead and to return. Return what? Not return the chesed. The chayfetz now is soles. Any chiyuv she would have is only a chiyuv of nisinas damim. The shas via the chayfetz was no longer intact. Therefore, it is not considered to be esnan at all. Like the Urayim writes, the Mishnah tells us in Tzmura, that Lamed Amud Beis, that if nasan laksafim, harei lo mutarim. If he will give her keset, and she will purchase the behemoth, that's not esnan zona. Esnan zona is where, right, the behemoth was given. However, right, the great chiddush that the Urayim assumes, that once the status of esnan is chal, it's not paka at all, al yedei shinui whatsoever. We'll discuss, for example, the sugya mitzvah bavi avera, just a comparable case. Once you have a psul, mitzvah bavi avera, can that psul ever be paka? If it's a shini maisa, shini rishus, a yeyush, shini hashem, how does that affect mitzvah bavi avera? Here the Urayim assumes that once the psul esnan is chal, it can never be paka. And our Gemara is telling you the following chiddush, that since there was a shinui, it never became Esnan Zonim. It's similar to the chiddush that Chazon Yeskel, right? In the following sense, it means in these instances, right, it never acquired the status of Esnan. Either because the shinui occurred before the Maisim Di, according to Reim, or perhaps even the chiddush that at that point it was the Davar Shinui Yeskeldesh. And therefore the psul is not chal. Even further, the Gemara mentions, in terms of the context of Esnan Zoma, Chitin Vasan Solis. So Beis Shammai says that Osir, Beis Hillel says that is Mutter. This Braisa, Shinui Kolne, deals with the type of extreme Shinui, Chitin Vasan Solis. Number one, it's a Shinui B'Yadayim, as opposed to Shinui Me'elah, that was what it's also saying. But another issue, this is a shinui she'eno choz l'briyasa. This is a shinui that is irrevocable. No, there's never a possibility of somehow restoring it, right, to its original state. Why does the Braisa specifically mention such a shinui? If shinui works when it comes to the case of Esnan, does it have to be such an extreme case as chitin vasan solas? And what if it would be a case of a shinui hachozer? So this is the suffix in Shita Mekubetzes. Shita Mekubetzes says, right, there are two possibilities. Why is it that this Braisa, our Gemara, mentions Chitin Vasan Solis? One possibility in Shita, the first day, is the following. That Afa Gav Dekani, even though in fact you are fully Koneh, when it comes, for example, to halachos of Gnev and Zela, but here, if it was a shinui hachozer, it would certainly be asur mishum demayis. Even if you were to maintain the first din of Shita Mekubetzes, that a shinui hachozer b'riyasa is in fact konen, that's true when it comes to kinyanei Gneva, kinyanei Zela, but not when it comes to Esnan. That's the Chiddush, that first sheet of the sheet. Even if one would maintain, when it comes to Gneva and Gzela, you don't require a Shinui Shinachozer. The Chiddush of the Braisa is that here, Bidafka Chitin Vasan Solis. And the second day, she took a message, is that no. What is true of Gneva and Gzela is true of Esnan as well. If you were to assume that Shinui she'eno chozer b'yaso shinui, that's true when it comes to the case of Esnan Zon as well. No, so why did the Braisa B'davka mention the case of Chitin Vasan Solis? The second teret of Shita Kubetes is Ribusanaka, to tell us that even in such a shinui of Chitin Vasan Solis, even in that case, Beis Shammai says that Osir is still Osir, but Torah's Esnan. But ain't nothing on me. I'll leave it to Beis Hillel. It depends. What would you hold when it comes to Gneva and Zela? It's a fascinating finish. 2 days from Shita Mekubetzes, even if you assume that a Shini HaChozer is Kona when it comes to Zela, is that sufficient when it comes to Esna? The first day in Shita is that no, you can't equate these two. Right? The second day in Shita is yes, if it's true of Gneva, it's true of Esnan as well. From the Pashat Lashon of the Shita Mekubetzes, it doesn't spell out explicitly, but it would appear that let's assume a Shinui HaChozer is not Kona when it comes to Gneva. No, then obviously it doesn't work when it comes to Esnan. The only possible split of the Shita is the opposite direction. Even if it works when it comes to Gneva, that doesn't mean it works when it comes to the case of Esnan. So further difference between Gneva and Gzela as opposed to cases of Esnan. One is where the lady is considered to be a shinui, and the other was our case of Tzlev and Sahayu. Here, the Shita Mekubetzes writes the third possibility, and that is the case of a shinui achoz l'briyaso. It certainly doesn't work when it comes to Esnan, even if it does work when it comes to cases of Gneva and Gzela. Why, in fact, should that be the case? So Pasha Pshat here as well. This could reflect the two halachos that we've been emphasizing. In order to consider this to be a chefet acher, the ikar halach of shina, halach in chefetzim, there the color one could argue, that's where you require a shina, shina chos, the b'yasa. Even if you alter, the change is a temporary one. It's one which is chos, the b'yasa. Can you argue this is considered to be in chefetzim, that which is shini kalman? So perhaps that's the issue regarding Shinish and of course the Briyasa. One can equate these two halachos. Why? Because if in fact it's a Shini Hachose, maybe one could argue as follows, that despite the fact that the Chetz was a Shini Hachose, nonetheless it is not considered to be Ke'en Shagozal in terms of the Chobas HaHashava. But if the chayfetz is still intact and v'harayit is chos l'briyaso, one could argue, again as the Shita writes, that kol zman that is considered to be also a chayfetz, so in such a case, it is most l'gavoa. And therefore, it is possible. Again, we'll have to discuss, similar to cases of mitzvah b'avi avera, what is the halach of mitzvah b'avir l'achar kinin? We'll see in the lengthy Tosus, the Re Rabbi Natan. Perhaps one can distinguish between different types of kinyanim. Mitzvah b'avir l'achar kinyan. How is it that you were kohen? Are you the shinui kohen? Or only are you the shinui reshus? Only are you the yeyush? One could argue there's a fundamental difference. If you were kona al yedei yeyush, or kona de shini Hashem, or kona de shini reshus, in such a case the chefetz is still intact. Maybe that's called a chefetz de isura, chefetz shenasa bo avera, even if technically speaking you were kona. Not necessarily when it comes to shini kona. If shini kona will mean that panim chadashos, this is not the same chefetz, perhaps then would argue that mitzvah baravel achar shini kona, the shem yisr is pata. But that requires that you'll argue it is not also hachefet. Even if you assume that shini reshus or shini hashem is kona, but clearly it is very different. It means it's kona in the sense that the chovas hashav is pata, but the chefetz is still the end, in which case maybe there is still a problem of mitzvah baravel. Go through the Tosus carefully. We'll have to assume the raya the Tosus brings, and Samach Zayin, whether there's a psul of mitzvah barachar kinyan, what type of kinyan are we speaking about? A kinyan that inherently alters the chayfet, or something al pidin which is mafkiya, then it's a sashava. If it is a shini hachozah b'yasa, even though, no, despite the fact that it's also a chayfet, since you are koneh, so therefore there's no chovas sahashava. But if that's true, one could certainly split cases of gzela from cases of esna. When it comes to gneva or gzela, maybe there's no mitzvah sahashava. When it comes to esna, where it's the question whether the chayfet is or is not most l'gavoa, so in such a case, very different. Okay. The sheet of Beis Hillel. Here Our Gemara points out the daf some above and aleph. Beis Hillel says the following, that the pasuk tells us that gam shnehem, and Beis Hillel emphasizes for the drasha the haim, specifically this is shalisah, and therefore the Gemara tells us the following, the tarta shamitz mina, haim v'lo shiniyehem, and haim v'lo vadoseyehem. And therefore, there is no psul of esna, Ayyidei Leida, Ayyidei Shinoi. This halacha, Tarti Shamas Minah, Heim Lo Shniyehem, Heim Lo Vadoseyem. Tarti, the Gemara says. What exactly does that mean? These are two examples, two halachos? These are simply two examples of Shinoi Kona? Or perhaps literally tarti shamisna means these are two independent dinim that one derives from hain. If you look in the Mochamos, Daf Lamedal Daman Aleph and Daf Harif, there the Ramban writes in the very beginning of Hagosa, but Lamedal Daman Aleph, to what extent is labor considered to be a shimun? Ramban writes that Hagozel para meuberes biyoda, the ein haguf konilo she'ein lo shinui klal beguf habehema. Labor is not considered to be a shinui beguf habehema, but yet ela bevlad, when it comes to the vlad, that is considered to be a case of shinui. That's what the Mochamos writes. Labor is not a shinui as far as the behemoth is concerned. As far as the blood is concerned, that is considered to be a shinui. Boshav Shad, according to that Mochamos, Ar Gemara Tarti, right, Shamas Mina, means two different examples, not two different halachos. The halach is, when it comes to Esten Zona, that shinui is koneh. And Bichlal, shinui is the case of Leda as well. One perhaps could understand somewhat differently. If you look, for example, in the Ritva Nasigyan of Avazar and Daf Ben Zayin, and the Pnei Shuan Nasigyan, maybe one could understand this, that maybe these are two independent halachos. Below Shiyehen, below Vadosehen. Now, how then could you be Doresh both, Trei Miyutim that are based simply on Haim? The Ritva emphasizes the Drasha of Haim means Bahavayaso Dafka, as is, in its current state. In its current state is considered to be possible because of Aslan. So if it is no longer in its current state, whether it is a result of Shini Gona, or whether it is a result of Leda, so it is both are included in that very same meal of Haim, below Shem, Haim, below the same. You don't necessarily have to assume that Leda is considered to be technically Shini Kone. One could argue that Leda is not even considered to be a Shini Eitzel Havlad. After all, that's a Shini which is Mamela. And it's also Zvid maintained that a Shini Me'ela, Shini Ba Me'ela, is not considered to be a Shini. But it is not considered to be Bahavayasa Yehei, in the very same state as it was. It's Nasna Bes Nena. According to the Chazon Yechezkel I mentioned before, maybe the following issue. The only time we assume that you can have the problem of Esna is if it was in a state where it was Raya Migios Kodesh, was only the Hakrava at that time. So what happens in that instance of Lov Lado Seyin, if the Yodin? To what extent do we consider the Ubar that which is Raya Migios Beach? Yeah, after Leda, right, and after it gets a little bit older, it will be Raya Migios Beach. To what extent is that considered to be more comparable to the case of Chitin and Solas, or is that considered to be comparable to the normal case of Esten Zona? Tosos raises this issue, and that's again about Azar and Dachman Bavman Eid. It's also the Ramas called Kolha Asurin. But Tosos questions as follows, that normally we assume that Kolha Asurin and Gabi Mizbeach Lodosehen Mutarin. Normally, if you have an animal that is usher, that issue does not extend to the case of the Vlad. The Vlad remains usher. The hem remains us, even the blood is considered to be mutter. Call us from the Gabi Hamizbeach, let us say, Mutari. So Tosus is bothered. Like, we'll have to learn this further when we see the Sukkot of Leida. But Tosus says that why is that true? Why don't we assume that the Shinui of Leida is matir even the aim? Call us Nagamizbeach, let us say, Mutari. Means the blood is viewed independently, and therefore that is mutter, but they remain Zaster. Tosus says that why shouldn't we assume that the Shinui of the Leida itself is matir the aim? Just as in the case of Gezel, Tosa says, don't we assume that the Leida is considered to be a Shinui as far as the aim is concerned as well? You mentioned the Ramban writes explicitly that no, it is not the Shinui Megabi Ha'aim. The only issue is whether the Vlad undergoes a Shinui in the Leida process. Tosa says, when it comes to the case of Gezela, don't we assume that Leida is a Shinui Bikuf Ha'aim? And yet, when it comes to that which is Aser Mutar Ha'gabi Mizbeach, we don't assume that is true. Tosas answers a chiddush that this is a separate halacha of takanas hashavim. Tosas says lagabi takanas hashavim dafka mahani, lo lagabi mizbeach. Tosas says we assume the nikar hadin that leid is not considered to be a shini lagabi ya'in. Right, as the Machamos explains, when it comes to gezel mishum takanas hashavim, we assume that it's sufficient for the ganav simply to pay maos as opposed to return of the chefza, but legabi mizbeach, that certainly is not true. Right, the isra mizbeach remains on the aim because it is not considered to be a case of shini konen. This is what we'll have to further discuss. We do these sugyas of gozal v'yomu. Right, to what extent do we assume the vlad considered to be part of the gufo shleim? Is it a shinui? Is it not considered to be a shinui? But again, how you understand the exclusion? Beisila love heim lo shiniyem, heim lo vladoseihem. And again, interesting ha'arav chazon yecheskel. To what extent do we consider the uber to be something which is roilun yizbeach? Is it considered to be similar to the case of chitin and solas, or is it considered to be a case where the psula vesna zone in fact is already come? Okay, we'll pick up on this later as we do the further sugya. Tomorrow we'll start discussing the cases of Yeush. So again, start going through the Gemara and Daf Samach Vav, right, where Yeush is Kona, Yeush not Kona, cases of Aveda, and the Gemara raises the issue of Yeush when it comes to Zela. It also starts mentioning obvious differences, it's Heiros the other, Yisuros the other, the bottom tells us, again, we'll have to show you Magdir as well. What exactly is the difference between whether it's Heiros or Yisuros the other? Okay, so we'll begin the second tomorrow.